Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with Kiki Reidke, the senior captain, one of three senior captains on this Beaver squad from Hastings, Minnesota. And first of all, congratulations. Another road win for your team, three in a row. How good does it feel to be on the road and get these wins?
It feels good, obviously, because going on the road is usually a little bit harder. So whenever you can get a win on the road, it's a huge success, and it's kind of a moral victory in all aspects.
What's been your favorite thing about traveling with this team this weekend?
Honestly, just like how close we are, and we're just like making the most of every situation. We just love being together. We love just like hyping each other up, joking around with each other. So I don't know, like the whole time, I guess it's just been fun.
Your team outshot RPI 45-6. That breaks a 19-year record for BSU women's hockey. That goes way back to the years where they were playing Concordia Moorhead for games. Another record-breaking moment for you, obviously, as a senior. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Obviously, like we wanted to get as many shots as possible today, so that's really cool that we did. And I feel like we took advantage of how good our offense can be. And obviously, the defense jumping up into plays helped a lot. So it's really cool that we did that, but we still only won 2-0, so there's a lot of work that can still be done.
You held them to 6 shots on net. After the game, did Lauren Bench say she was bored back there?
She didn't say she was bored, but she said that it's definitely harder to, like the first shot she saw, she said that it was definitely a little nerve-wracking, just because she hadn't tracked the puck much since warm-ups, and it's obviously harder when you're not into a rhythm for her to kind of get set and see how the pucks are coming at her. So she didn't say she was bored, but she said that it was hard to get the first one.
How hard is it to stay up in a game when you're controlling most of the offense?
Yeah, I mean, today was kind of a hard game to stay, I guess, excited for. There's a lot of TV timeouts, which kind of for us, we just don't really like them. They just kind of bring down your energy sometimes. So I think just trying to stay as excited on the bench as we could was definitely key. But I think we can do a better job of that tomorrow, too.
On a personal note, your parents made the trip out here. Your senior year, obviously, it's important for them to see you. But how nice is it to have them around this Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, it's nice. My mom made the trip. My dad's back home with my brother. So it's nice having my mom here to hang out with her. And like last night, we just hung out in the room, watched some TV together. But at least I got to spend some time with family. But obviously, my dad wishes he could be here. But we had that big event back in Hastings. And it's a huge thing for our family. So I wouldn't want him to have to miss that. So I'm happy that he's there for that, and I'm obviously happy my mom's here too. So,
tell us about that tradition that your dad and friends started.
So it's called Gobblegate, and it's a Thanksgiving morning. It's a 8K and a 2K. So it's just a fundraiser in town that my dad and a couple of his friends started. And all the money that's raised goes to the local food shelf, Hastings Family Service. And over the past 20-ish years, we've raised over $1 million for that family service, which is just really humbling, and to know that you can make such a big difference in a small community. And honestly, like in our small community, it's just amazing to see how many people come out. Like the turnout is outstanding. The streets are packed. Like everyone's just, it is the best way to start Thanksgiving morning. There's a DJ going at like 7 a.m. So the town is alive Thanksgiving morning. It is just energetic, and it's so fun to be a part of.
I love the giving part of it. What's it going to take to beat RPI in game 2?
I think we just got to stick to our game, play our systems right, and I think we can have an even better game tomorrow.
Kiki, thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.